With mask mandates lifting across the country and more workplaces reopening, a lot of people are experiencing return-to-work anxiety and stress. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Kalina Michalska, Assistant Professor of Psychology at University of California, Riverside. Well, thanks for your time. As it turns out, today is my first day back at the station after a year and 3 months of working remotely, and I will be honest with you, it's a little bit jarring. Is it natural for us to feel a little anxious during these back-to-work transitions?
Yes. Hi. Nice to talk to you. Absolutely, it's natural. I think we are all anxious. We're worried about the possibility of adverse events. We don't know what's coming up. We're uncertain. So, yes, I think absolutely it's natural, and we shouldn't feel bad about that.
I've heard a lot of people say that we've forgotten how to socialize. We've forgotten to how to make small talk. Is that true? Is that what's going on?
We think so. We're not sure, right? We haven't been in the situation. And so we worry that we might slip up, that we might be awkward. And I think we're more worried about it than is actually true. And that's okay.
What about our brain science? Has that changed at all in this year of social isolation? Is there a physiological adaptation at play here as well?
That's an excellent question, and one that I get asked a lot. So research on the brain changes during the pandemic is still ongoing. We don't have conclusive data yet, but we do know from previous work that social isolation, loneliness, and chronic stress all impact the brain. So people who are socially isolated have reduced brain volumes in the prefrontal cortex, which is a region that's important in decision-making and social behavior. Work also suggests that people who are socially isolated have reduced brain volumes in the hippocampus, a region associated with learning and memory. And several years ago, researchers also found a correlation between the size of a person's social network and the volume of their amygdala, which is a region involved in processing emotions like fear, anger, and surprise. And our ongoing work, you know, though inconclusive, points to the likelihood of such subtle changes, and especially in vulnerable populations like people with mental illness or the elderly.
We are no longer, for those of us who are vaccinated, worried about dying or getting really sick from COVID-19. What are some of the other stresses that might be coming up for people now?
That's a great question also. I think many of these stressors involve things like uncertainty, as I mentioned. You know, an important thing to know about anxiety is that it's different from fear. We feel fear when we're faced with an immediate threat, like a fire or illness or COVID exposure. Anxiety is different in that it's really the worry about the uncertain possibility of something negative occurring. So these uncertainties include things like fear of awkward social interactions, uncertainty about protocols, safety protocols at work, uncertainty about the consequences of going back to work in person on our family members, pets, children, things like that. So these uncertainties, I think, are particularly acutely heightened at this time relative to when we were just in, during the pandemic, when there were not great changes happening on all of these fronts.
And quickly, before we let you go, bottom line, top piece of advice for people going back to work for the first time in a long time.
Just be patient with yourself and accept the fact that anxiety is a normative response. It's heightened during uncertainty. And I think it's important to not also beat ourselves up for feeling nervous and feeling anxious. So just be kind and patient with ourselves and also with other people.